Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So time and time again, I hear from you guys saying, I can't lose weight. I've done everything. Weight loss just doesn't happen for me. So you have the very unique body type where you just can't lose weight. And I know you say this, and I know you believe it, because I said the same thing about me, too, right? I say the same thing. I go, I don't get it. I'm watching what I eat. I am exercising every single day, even more than I used to. I'm eating less than I used to. And I am not losing the weight. Now, I do have to check myself and say, look, if I really, really wanted to lose the weight, I could. And then the other part of my brain is like, what are you talking about? If I could really lose the weight, I would. Really? That exercise you're doing doesn't cut it anymore. You're going to have to step it up. I mean, you're going to probably have to hit the gym and do it for 2 hours a day, not just one. You're going to have to really get down to the celery and spinach leaves for lunch and not eat a chicken sandwich. Can you really do that? Now, I'm not. So if I told you I was doing everything possible to lose weight, I'm lying. I'm doing everything that used to work when I was a teenager. I'm doing everything that worked when I was in my 20s. But now that I'm middle-aged, that's just not enough. When I say I work out twice a day, is it really working out at the gym twice a day? Or is it I do my treadmill in the morning, I'm walking and running with the dog, but it's not at the same intensity that I used to do in my 20s. Or maybe I need more intensity. So whenever we are struggling with our weight, we have to be honest, as with everything. And as soon as we could get to that honesty, then we could start figuring out what exactly we're doing. So a big thing that people will do is they'll eat a salad for lunch. And they'll be eating salads a few times for lunch. They won't lose weight. And they're like, but I'm doing everything. I'm dieting. Yeah, but what did you have for dinner? Well, we had lasagna one night, and but I'm eating salad for lunch. And the reason why is when we were younger, a change such as that helped us lose weight. Anytime I wanted to lose weight, I would just eat a salad for lunch and it would work. We're not 20 anymore. We don't have that sort of metabolism. So flipping to a salad for lunch to fit into the bikini for the weekend isn't going to cut it anymore. And so you really need to rethink what you're doing. So how much water are you drinking? Are you drinking plenty of water? If you're not, that's going to alter your metabolism. Your body needs water. Also, water fills you up. Before you even eat, you should be drinking about a bottle of water. One of those small, what are those, 10 ounces? Well, they're 16 ounces bottles, I think. Yeah. Don't drink it too fast. Slowly consume that bottle. Then roll up your sleeves and get ready to eat. You're probably not going to eat that much. It's a great trick. A lot of people will also starve themselves. They'll do the intermittent fasting. For some individuals, it works. But for many, no. They might lose muscle with the fat. you need to make sure you're still getting in the nutrition you need. Now, the reason why intermittent fasting works for some is rather than them grazing all day and then eating a big dinner, they're not eating and then eating that big dinner. But for some, their body just slows down the metabolism. The body would rather have smaller grazing and smaller meals. But if you're eating throughout the day and then still eating a big meal, you're going to gain weight. That's why some individuals lose weight by slowing that part down or not taking in extra food. By the way, some individuals say the intermittent fasting works for them because they control their hunger. That is an advantage. Even though the studies are showing that intermittent fasting might not be all the best thing for weight loss, I have to give credit where credit's due. For those who are saying it's working for them, and it has worked for them, one thing they cite is they don't get that hungry. You know, whenever we have to fast for religious reasons, I'm never hungry when it happens. I might be thirsty. I might have a headache. But I'm not hungry. So you're able to control your hunger and control your appetite better. Rather than, you know what, it's 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'm hungry. Or I'm bored. I'm hungry. So that mind over matter is a fantastic exercise. I just don't think intermittent fasting is the healthiest thing for you. And you really need to track and remember all the little cheat foods you've been taking in. Many of you are eating salads for lunch, maybe a piece of fish for dinner, but did you have cookies at work? Did you have cupcakes at work? What was your breakfast? And as I've said time and time again, the plateau you need. Do not panic about the plateau. That plateau helps you reset. No need to freak out. No need to say the diet isn't working. Sometimes your plateau can last months. It's okay. Still exercise. Still watch what you eat. But your body needs to get used to that new weight loss limit. But I can't stress enough, get some sleep. Many of you will starve yourself, and then because of your glucagon and epinephrine, it keeps you up. Make sure you don't go to bed starving. Well, a little turkey, you know, maybe warm milk, something. And I wouldn't eat right before you go to bed. But don't be starving when you go to bed, because a lot of times that keeps you up. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Putting up my Facebook Live here right now, guys, for you. Yeah, we try to do as many videos as possible, but sometimes it's hard, and sometimes I have food in my face, so I don't know if you all want to see that. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for listening to me as I eat. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every now and then we have an alien senator, congressperson, president, and people ask, should they be serving? What's going on with them? It's hard to watch. Senator Dianne Feinstein has been in the news a lot after her shingles diagnosis, which, from what we understand, had a severe complication that involved an encephalitis, I believe, and a meningitis, inflammation of the brain, as well as inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. And I think she also got Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. These are severe complications from shingles, which is why we advocate to get your shingles vaccine. We'll talk about shingles in a second, review that. But I believe she's 89 years old. She has come back to work. But something made people a little nervous when she had told, when a reporter had asked her about her absence. I think she was gone for 3 months, and she had replied that she hadn't been gone, or she's been working. Now, maybe she was basically saying, I've been working from home the whole time. Maybe it was lucid. But there have been now multiple individuals, even of her party, asking for her to resign. Ro Khanna, for example, repeats call for Dianne Feinstein to resign because of this encounter. He said, I stand by what I said because 3 months is a long time to be absent without clarity. But given where we are, I'm hopeful. I'm giving the situation the benefit of the doubt and hopeful that she'll be able to fulfill her duty. That's what I care about. And so when you have an individual who has been sick and ill, you know, we have definitely changed our attitudes, thank God, about individuals who suffer from a medical condition. And the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, protects individuals. So she technically has protection under the ADA to still come to work, get accommodations. Same thing with John Fetterman. The same thing with anybody else who ended up being John Scalise, who was, I believe he was shot during the charity softball game. And so if somebody sustains a medical issue, whether it's on the job or not, we provide accommodations. And we have done that so well that people don't have to be 100% of tip-top shape and they're able to still work and contribute. On the flip side, though, when you have somebody who is taking a role that does require a substantial amount of activity or work. Now, I know many of us think that Congress people just sit around and, you know, live on the lobbying dollars and don't do much. But I appreciate they do work. And there is a lot that they need to do, they need to review, they need to be lucid about. Taxpayers do have the question of when we call it and when we suggest that somebody who can't fulfill their duties not work. And this is something that we struggle with in medicine. We struggle with it in the labor sector. We struggle with it in politics. When do you accommodate and provide protections of the ADA? And when do you fill the position with somebody who could do the job fully? It's tricky. And we don't have a lot of clarity. If you have somebody who wants to be a roofer, but they have been paralyzed and they can't get up on the roof in their wheelchair, they're not going to work as a roofer. Now, they might, if they got hurt on the job, get compensation, but their medical provider will say, look, despite accommodations that could be tried to make it work, because they can't fulfill their duties, we're recommending X, Y, and Z in terms of help or compensation or PPD rating or et cetera. And so employers do have some wiggle room on putting somebody into a position that can actually do that type of job. But we also don't want to discriminate against people that have medical issues. Well, competency then comes into play, and this is where with Dianne Feinstein they're concerned. A shingles, which is your chickenpox virus that you had as a child that has been dormant along a nerve root, wakes up. And when it wakes up, it could wreak havoc. It could cause a painful rash, could cause, depending on where it is, headache, restricted breathing, difficulty walking. And sometimes these symptoms could be lifelong. If you have shingles and you're attacked by the eye, it could cause blindness. If the shingles extends to the brain, it could cause seizures, stroke, all sorts of things. Encephalitis, meningitis, death. So we take shingles very seriously, and we do have vaccines, two-pronged vaccine that you could take to prevent the shingles or the varicella virus reactivation, because shingles can come on with stress. I personally believe COVID can wake it up. I think COVID wakes up the shingles virus as well as the herpes virus. People have been saying, Pudge, I haven't had this many cold sores since pre-COVID. Well, I think COVID's waking up your cold sores. I think COVID does wake up the virus. So it's important to prevent shingles. I've seen very, very scary shingles. And apparently the kind that Dianne Feinstein got was very, very severe. But does she resign? And when you have people from her party asking her to resign, I, as a doctor, I don't want to get into the politics of it, but I want individuals getting the care they need. And oftentimes, we physicians will take people off work so they do get to do their occupational therapy or their physical therapy. If we don't think they're fit for duty, we won't force them back. Now, we might say you could go back light duty, you could go back part-time, because we want people to still work. We think it does help them improve. But if we think that person could be a hazard to themselves or a hazard to others, based on the job restrictions, we might not have them go back. So it's difficult because one senator can have a lot of power, especially in a very tight Senate, as the Senate is. But if it's not going to be a close call, you know, does she need to be there? Would she be better equipped and recover better at home? And who makes the decision if somebody isn't fit for duty? Look at how we're stumbling around President Biden. It's clear he needs assistance. And he's been very open about the assistance by showing us his note cards. Should we, for the sake of his health, tell him to resign? Or should he, like any other American, get to, with whatever accommodations they need, get through the job? We're his employer. What do we want to do? We're Dianne Feinstein's employer. Well, those in California. So I don't think we have clear guidance on when to call it. People are struggling with what happens with the Supreme Court. Many people questioned how lucid Ruth Bader Ginsburg was with all her health issues. Or some of the other older Supreme Court justices. That's why many individuals are trying to come up with age limits. Because they're worried about dementia. They're worried about somebody being in their 80s that might not. But I've known people in their 80s that are sharp as a tack. So I think it really has to be they take a cognitive test. The simple answer would be somebody could be in a wheelchair, somebody could break their leg, somebody could be recovering from a gunshot wound, but are they mentally prepared to be around others? Do they have the cognitive abilities? And there should be a very simple, and there are simple tests that are administered, verified, and taken. The problem is that would be very embarrassing. If Biden failed the test, Trump said he took the test and passed. But if you had a candidate that failed that test and had to quit, that would be very embarrassing. But also, what is more embarrassing? Having individuals that aren't healthy enough to be there? Dianne Feinstein might be sharp as tack. She might have said, hey guys, I was working the whole time. And it wasn't that it was an amnesia, but it was a, I've been working, I've been here. So what was she meaning? Cognitive tests can help discern that. But it's not easy. If you don't do well on a cognitive test or you think somebody is going to mess with the results, that could put people in a heap of trouble. So, 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. 70% of illegal immigrants at the border are still being caught and released after the end of Title 42. That's according to numbers that challenge Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' promise of consequences. Chief among those consequences is expedited removal, which can result in deportation in a couple of days. Deportees who try to return to the United States illegally can be charged with felonies and face five-year bans on legal reentry. SpaceX canceled their planned launch of several new internet satellites Friday morning, just before liftoff at California's Vandenberg Space Force Base.
We are very cautious on the ground, and if the team or the vehicle sees anything that looks slightly off, we stop the countdown and try again another day.
SpaceX did launch earlier Friday from Cape Canaveral in Florida. Tim Berg, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Target has had to recall 5 million candles because 6 customers reported injuries, including severe burns and lacerations when the glass jars cracked. Target has a beautiful candle selection. I'm not a big candle purchaser, but I found out that candles could be real nice gifts if you want to bring somebody something that I really should include. I think I do have that in my gift list, your inexpensive gift list. People don't want to get something that doesn't last. Flowers, I think, are the worst gift. They're beautiful, but one, it kills part of the plant. Two, the flowers die. And three, they just don't last that long. But a plant will last a while. A candle will last a while. And so that candle will kind of remind the person of, yeah, this was the gift. So it's a gift that lasts longer. And Target has an amazing selection of them. But now they got a recall, about 5 million of them, because customers suffered severe burns due to the glass jar cracking. A notice from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission on Thursday said Target had received 137 reports of faults with the jars. Some of them got cut or sustained severe burns. The recall affects the Threshold branded glass jar candles, which are sold in multiple sizes and various scents, including water mint and eucalyptus, apple blossom and breeze, warm cider and cinnamon. Consumers with the recall Threshold products should immediately stop using them, according to their notice. I think they're the ones where they look whitish with the white label. I'm looking at one that has berry lemonade with and melon with notes of raspberry and mint. They make it sound like food, and it makes you just want the food instead of the candle. You can bring the candle back to Target. Of course, wait until it's not expire the fire in it first, please. Or you can mail it for a full refund. I would not mail broken glass, though. So details on the size, scent, item numbers of the candles are listed on the website for the Consumer Product Safety Commission and Target's recall page. The prices range anywhere from $3 to $20, etc. So, interestingly, Target is now one of the companies that is facing some backlash because of their bathing suits. We saw Adidas had introduced the bathing suit with a biological male wearing one. I don't know if the biological male was trans, a female, or just a biological male, and that caused a little bit of a ruckus. And so people want to now boycott Adidas. And it's this, if you go woke, you go broke, is our go woke, go broke, is trending. And it's a movement by those who feel that they're not being heard and that some of the changes that are taking place is not, including people's opinions. People don't feel like they get to be a part of the message. And things are happening without their choice. And so I look at things as, I'm sorry, we got bigger fish to fry. I don't want to see any racism, discrimination, but we also need clarity on things. Okay, bathrooms could be one of the most dangerous places for women. Many of us have gone to the bathroom or been in a bathroom or know somebody where something bad happened, which is why we never go to the bathroom alone if we can, you know, swing having somebody come with us. And remember, the girls' bathroom, if they had a husband or a boyfriend take them to the bathroom, they couldn't go in. So somebody could be hiding in the stall, attack them. We heard reports during Hurricane Katrina of people being raped in the bathrooms that were finding shelter in the dome. It's a scary place. And so we have been struggling with trying to find safe places for girls, jails, etc. And now there's a big change where biological males can be in the bathroom too. I'm not afraid or worried about transgender males. Many who I've worked with as a physician and know are absolute angels. But it's the individuals who are going to pretend and take advantage of the situation. So with everything, whether it's legalizing marijuana, whether it's Obamacare, whether it's let's all go electric cars, you need to have a plan. You need to have an infrastructure in place. Schools all these years have been trained and reminded and watched, supervised very closely to make sure there's no Title IX violations where nobody is flashing somebody else or exposing them to unwanted body parts or violating their privacy. And then all of a sudden now schools are trying to grapple with, but what do we do about the locker room then? What do we do about the bathrooms? When is it a Title IX? When isn't it? So the government said, well, it's not a Title IX if they're transgender. But what if it's not a true transgender? Are we still in trouble if somebody flashes Where are we at with that? And so there's no guidance, and there has to be guidance. Target is being criticized for their bathing suits. Apparently they have a Pride collection. And having friends and family members who are on the LGBTQ spectrum, it is, I like Pride Month. I think it's, I'm enjoying those festivities. I think it's fantastic. But it has bothered individuals because there have been clothes for babies and there's been slogans, and now I guess there's something called tuck-friendly bathing suits. Personally, I think you're going to need to do that. I have seen many individuals wear bathing suits that do not have the proper amount of fabric. And so I don't mind that there are bathing suits with tuck-friendly construction or, quote-unquote, they have extra crotch coverage. However, you know, how is this, where people are frustrated is, you know, is this, how is this, shall we say, introduced in school? Who's introducing it in school? Are we leaving it up to the parents? Or is there such an over-push to have children question their biological status? And I'm mixed on that, because I have to be honest. If you tell any girl that she is going to have breasts that might impede some of her running ability, and she's going to have a period once a month with painful cramps and go through painful childbirth, the average young girl would say, to hell with that, make me a boy. I wanted to be a boy. My sister and mom scared the hell out of me. Now, I'm glad I'm a girl. Love being a woman. Love the fact that I had babies. Love my husband. But if you ask me as a kid, would I have wanted to be a boy? Yeah, having a period scared me. And so we've started to change to this sort of attitude of question your gender and we'll help you change it. And I don't think the average 3-year-old, 5-year-old, 7-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, 15-year-old knows what they want when they're 25, when they're 30. And if somebody says, I don't want, honestly, my sister scared the hell out of me, telling me what I would have to go through. And if somebody said, Dolly, we can make that change for you, you don't have to do that. Oh, I was horrified to think I would be bleeding every month. That horrified me. It would horrify any young kid. So we need to be careful about this because everybody's going to want to change. No boy's going to want to be beat up after school or beat up in the locker room. It's easier to be in the girls' bathroom. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of you wrote me last night about how Ozempic for your diabetes used to cost only $30 a month, and now it's about $900 a month for you. I know the cash price has been ridiculous, and it's about $1,000 a month, the most cheapest of it. But are insurance companies not covering it like it used to? See, if you're diabetic, you should be able to get these medications. If you're using them for weight loss, it's a little tricky. Ozempic is not FDA approved for weight loss. Wegovy is. It's the Ozempic that is marketed as Wegovy. Wegovy is FDA approved for weight loss, but Ozempic's a diabetic medication. Those still should be covered. From what I'm hearing, they're not. I'd like to hear from you all, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. These glucagon-like peptide agonists, or GLP-1s, have been found to have the amazing side effect when helping people with diabetes curb their appetite and lose weight. So it was no wonder that the success of Mounjaro and Ozempic would be jumped on, and the Wegovy would be used and marketed for that. Not the first time that a medication has been repurposed. Viagra was a pulmonary hypertension vascular medication that was found to help people with their erections. Wow, well, let's market it for this. Wellbutrin was found in those people with depression and mental health issues to help them curb their smoking. So, wow, let's repurpose it and call it Zyban. So, not a big shock. The only problem is these medications have gotten so popular to take a shot once a week and not want to eat. It's the holy grail of weight loss medications, but it's not. One, it's expensive. Number two is if you can't afford it and you can't stay on it, it won't work when you stop. You're going to gain the weight back. Not to mention there's also side effects of it. We're being told that now employers are seeing the insurance premiums go up. So semaglutide sold under Wegovy, Ozempic, Rybelsus has ranked fourth in total drug expenditures in the U.S. in 2021 at $10.7 billion, up 90% over the year before. So even though these medications can help transform obesity, I think the maximum amount you could be on it is 62 weeks. That's what the studies have looked at. I don't know about being on it longer or if they're studying if you could be on it longer or what side effects could be. But the average person, I don't think, can be on it that long if their insurance won't cover it. And one is we're in short supply of it. So we're in such short supply that I can't on telemedicine prescribe it because they need to make sure there's enough for diabetics as people are using this medication for non-diabetes but weight gain. Even though I get pre-diabetes, I get that. I am a fan of preventing prediabetes. If somebody has active diabetes, we got to be there for them, and they should have first shot. But 4 in 10 Americans have obesity. This is up 30% from 1999. We are expecting by the end of this decade to be half of us obese. And the cost of obesity is $173 billion. Medical costs for adults with obesity are about $1,800 higher per year than those of a healthy weight. I'd be surprised. I think it's even higher than that. Once you factor in the diabetes and the high blood pressure and the cholesterol and the arthritis and everything else. So my worry is you or I who are not on Wegovy or Ozempic or Rybelsus or Mounjaro are going to start seeing our insurance premiums go up. We're not using the medication. But that's how insurance works. It's kind of socialized. We all have to pay in, so there's enough money to help those that need to be on it. Now, there's been some talk that a lot of movie stars are taking it. I don't want to pay for movie stars to take it. Why should my rates go up so somebody else can take it? That's not cool. That doesn't need it for diabetes. I have to hit the gym. Why can't they hit the gym? But these medications are very expensive, so it's starting to make us rethink where we go from here. A recent survey from the Roe and Obesity Action Coalition of 1,000 people found that of those who had obesity, 51% would stay at a job they didn't like to retain coverage for obesity treatment. 44% said that to change jobs to gain coverage for obesity treatment. So we want insurance to cover everything. Many insurances will cover Wegovy for obesity, but there's restrictions. Prior authorization, minimum BMI requirements, and eventually that's going to change. And what we have to realize is medicines are getting more expensive. If you want to fight cancer, that is going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars at minimum. Fighting obesity, thousands of dollars. Fighting a heart attack, a stroke, preventing dementia. This costs money. The insurance, the reason why I think medicine is going to become socialized and single payer and the government's going to take over, which I don't want, is because private insurance companies are not going to make money anymore. Obamacare was the first nail in the coffin. Because once you told an insurance company, they can't say no. They have to cover everything. You know, all these, they have to cover all pre-existing conditions, which I agree with. I thought that was ridiculous that a child with asthma whose parents had insurance couldn't get coverage for that. That's ridiculous. That means any childhood disease would mess them up for life in terms of getting coverage. It had to be fixed, that part. But with everything else, you need to cover the free birth control. You need to cover this. You need to cover this. You need to cover this. And we'll reimburse you. We will give you guys incentives. We will cover the extra money. Well, that just changed the whole way insurance was done. And so eventually, when the government can't cover the extra costs these insurance companies are paying, because if the average person is using more medical dollars than they're putting into the insurance, that insurance company goes under. The only way an insurance company makes money, and a lot of them make a lot of money, is healthy people putting money in. That's why these employer plans are very valuable for them. They'll give you a lower rate because they need as many healthy working individuals putting money into the system. But if the only people going to insurance are those that have pre-existing conditions or sick, why buy insurance? Why spend those high rates if you're healthy? Then that means if the average diabetic, high blood pressure patient, macular degeneration patient, spinal stenosis patient finally starts paying $1,000 premiums, that insurance company will never make their money. And I'm not trying to play a violin for insurance companies, but this is how it works. So now you have quote-unquote healthy individuals who have an obesity issue. Now they want the $1,000 a month or $1,200 a month shot. They're not going to be able to make it up in premiums. So they're going to have to keep raising the premiums or eventually go under or eventually just not cover it. So this is where we're at. 1-877-DR-LEE.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.